Am I on? Oops, I'm on. Good morning. How are you? What a nice group this morning. Sometimes we just have one or two. What a nice morning. You all look so nice. Did you come from Sabbath school? And you had a good Sabbath school? Wow, there's just children everywhere. This makes me feel so good. You know, I told this story 4 or 5 years ago, but it's amazing how small the print has gotten in that time. So some of this I'll be reading, some I'll tell you about. This is a story called Of Sheeps and Wolves. Now, this was a once upon a time story, so you know it's not a true story, but we can get some good points out of it. Because it was about a bad wolf. He was called a wily wolf. Once upon a time, a wily wolf was notorious adept at snatching sheep from flocks and munch, munch, munch. He'd munch them up quickly, so quickly that the shepherds didn't even notice. They'd go out in their field and all that would be left would be just a little pile of fluff. And this just kept happening. They would count their sheep, notice that they were one short, then they were two short. So he was getting really good. He liked sheep. Some shepherds began to put up electric fences around their pastures. Others put individual sheep alarms. Some even hired trained guard dogs. But Mr. Wolf kept sneaking in and eating their sheep. He was so crafty that some of the shepherds lost as many as 10 sheep in one night. Needless to say, those shepherds just were really getting concerned. Finally, the shepherds called in the police shepherds and the police sheep. And Wolf was caught red-pawed and arrested for his thieving, malicious ways. But his argument was, well, it's just in my DNA. My whole family were thieving, malicious, sheep-eating wolves. My grandparents did it. My aunts and uncles did it. But the court still sentenced him to 3 years in probation, 3 years in prison, and then 1 year in community service work. Well, it was that community service work that really got him. During his time in prison, Wolf had time to reflect upon his carnal ways. Each day, instead of his ribs and mint jelly, he was brought fresh-cut green grass. See that? He had salad to eat. Oh, he didn't like that salad. Then the next day, they brought him a veggie burger. That was really awful. Takes some getting used to. At first, he despised it, and he refused to eat it. He even taunted the ram's guards that as soon as he was out, he'd be eating their ram flesh. They all grinned and said, well, Mr. Wolf, we'll see. Eventually, Wolf began to have a little flavored taste for that green grass, especially the Oregon bluegrass. In fact, he even requested a specialty if it could be spared him, and that was that Kentucky blue Oregon green grass. It was so luscious and juicy and full of vitamins, and it was best served slightly steamed. Soon 3 years passed, and Mr. Wolf was on his way to community service and rehab. While working with Mrs. Jones down there and Phil, he got to know them really well and how nice they were to the people. And he began to think, well, maybe I could change my ways. But it was Mr. Jones that he really liked. He was the nicest one of all. Until the shepherd came by. And then he really liked the shepherd. And he decided he'd like to become a sheep. And so the shepherd said, well, Mr. Wolf asked him, well, will you make me be a sheep? And the shepherd said, just follow me. So every day the shepherd would come by. And Mr. Wolf would say, when are you going to make me a sheep? And the shepherd said, just follow me. So he worked among the sheep. Wolf looked up one day. He batted his eyes and he quietly bleated, I'm an innocent little lamb. Oh, they laughed at him. If we're a sheep, one called back, I'm Porky Pig. But Wolf was determined. One day his old pack of mean friends came by. Wolf, they jeered, what in the world are you doing here, man? You look like a freak. I'm a sheep now. Oh, they fell down laughing, and they decided to test him. If you're really a sheep, they said, you'd better run, because we're going to eat you. They jumped on Wolf, and he began to snip at their heels and returned to his old ways. Sharp canine rip through his flesh. Wolf's blood ran hot. His hair stood up straight. He was so enraged, and his lips uncurled. His tail stood on end, and his eyes went red. He let out a blood-curdling growl, and he commandingly barked and bore his own piercing fangs. The wolves immediately fell away and said, oh, we're sorry. We were just kidding. And they cowered away, laughing, saying, he thinks he's a sheep. And you still look like a wolf. After they left, Wolf plopped down. They're right, he thought. It doesn't matter what I do. I can work down here at community service forever. I'm still just a wolf. And about that time, the shepherd came by. And he said, what's the matter, Mr. Wolf? He said, you know, no matter how hard I try, I'm still a wolf. The shepherd said, just follow me. He said, I've just realized that no matter what I do, how I speak, how I look, I'm still a wolf. But the shepherd said, were you trying to be something else? A lamb, Wolf mumbled, embarrassed at the sheer absurdity of it all. The shepherd smiled and placed a warm, friendly hand on Wolf's back. It's not what's on the outside that makes you a lamb, he said. It's what's on the inside. Wolf looked up, tears blurring his eyes, and his lips quivered as he asked, can you make me a sheep now? And the shepherd said, just follow me. Wolf did what the shepherd said, and every day he asked, are you going to change me today? And the shepherd patiently said, just follow me. One day as Wolf bent down over the cool waters of the pool to get a drink, he noticed that the reflection staring back at him had changed. The nose wasn't quite so sharp. The ears weren't so sharp. He said, I'm a lamb, I'm a lamb. And all the lambs around him said, so what's so unusual about that? We're all lambs here. He thought, I am changed into a lamb. But Wolf knew differently. He knew that he'd not always been a lamb. He was so excited he continued to obediently follow the shepherd. Eventually, Wolf grew into a nice, mature ram. He hooked up with a nice, beautiful lady sheep, and together they produced a fine set of little lambs. Although it seemed strange to some, Wolf never changed his name. He wanted to keep it as a reminder of what he used to be and how the shepherd had miraculously changed him, because whenever he would come by, he would follow the shepherd. And in honor of his transformation, Wolf committed himself to training little lambs against the dangers and evil wolves who love to snatch up those innocent little lambs. He should know, he would say proudly, he used to be a wily wolf until one day he met the Savior who changed wolves into innocent lambs. And that's what you all are just little lambs. So keep following the Savior every day, and you will grow into being nice little sheep. If you want to pick up the money trays as you go back, thank you.